All right, you remember how to wear those, right?
Yeah, you just talk and I'll try to find your quote.
Well, the weather outside is frightful because it shifts about 40 degrees each day.
Or 50.
Yeah, we actually had a record the other day, and now we're talking about the weather, which no one wants to hear about on... Even my mom has a podcast. Hi, I'm the ignorant Von Fry. Joining me is...
Mom.
You got too close to the mic. Don't do that.
Mom.
Yeah, that's good enough. How have you been this week?
Good. How are you?
Well, you have some exciting news.
Yeah, I got my surgery scheduled, knee replacement.
So you're gonna feel like a WNBA superstar.
Yeah, I have the scars. Nothing else.
I see these scars on these knees. Everybody's gonna think that you can hoop. They're gonna think maybe she could have dunked back in the day.
Yeah, right. She's not very tall. That might be.
Well, we didn't have an episode last week because we had a death in the family.
No, we didn't.
Yeah, we did. Chuck Norris died a week ago, but he's already feeling better.
Are you in mourning?
Well, it's the afternoon right now. Well, actually, it's 7 p.m. I wanted to get out of this because I have to play this game called Super Mario Wonder.
It is fun. I got to play it today.
Nintendo Switch 2 Edition Meetup in Bella Bell Park.
We did a little bit.
You were Princess Peach Toadstool. Known in the U.S. as Princess Toadstool until 1996. She was Peach in Japan, but they called her Toadstool here.
She looks peachy.
Then they kind of made her Peach, or you could say Peach Toadstool.
Cool.
So you had a fun time with that?
I did. I liked the buffalo. I liked riding the buffalo.
It was agonizing. You pushed all the wrong buttons all the time. You didn't use the analog stick correctly.
I got better at the end. I beat you in the end.
I walked backwards to try to get the good. I was trying to get the good score on the flagpole, and you walked over to it.
No.
Well, I saved the clip, and that's what happened.
Oh, okay.
So I also got the elephant Mario amiibo that lets you be an elephant.
That was fun.
Power up every time you want.
I like squirting water everywhere.
So that just came out. Been playing that pretty good.
Fun.
We have another thing. These Skittles popped. What'd you think of these?
Oh, they're kind of good. They just kind of dissolve in your mouth.
What if I told you I bought the M&M one also?
Oh,
and we're
going to
try
it?
These. I'm going to open this up and try them.
It's the caramel M&M.
Well, that's the only variety.
Freeze-dried, right?
So these are freeze-dried Skittles and freeze-dried M&Ms.
Your 90-year-old grandmother liked them.
Well, I don't...
She can't chew Skittles, but she could put those little pop things in her mouth.
These are interesting. Well, they look kind of gross. The M&M ones look kind of gross. Here, you can have one. I can have one, okay?
Oh, my. What color am I going to get? Red. Yep, they look pretty gross. Okay.
Tastes all right.
But it tastes like malted.
Keep eating it. It tastes like an M&M. It's surprising. These freeze-dried Skittles and M&Ms, you could eat a lot of these really fast because you don't have to chew through them. It almost makes them soft. They almost dissolve, you know, when you bite, right?
These taste like a, what's it called? Malt ball.
Like a Whopper?
Yeah.
No, it does not.
I think so.
It tastes like an M&M, but you can pick these up at local grocery stores and stuff. I thought it was pretty neat. Worth a shot.
Yeah, we went to this craft fair a couple years ago, and a lady was freeze-drying all kinds of stuff. She had, at a booth, and she was charging quite a bit for freeze-dried stuff.
Well, how about we get into the news?
Okie dokie.
So, we already talked about Chuck Norris checking out on life, right?
God rest his soul.
People came up with better Chuck Norris jokes once he died.
Oh, they did.
Yeah, it's not stopping, yeah. Also see another news story here. A man bought a $140,000 Tesla 2 years ago. It has depreciated almost $100,000.
Wow, why?
Well, it's one of the cars, and they're going to quit making the car, the Model S. That was their first mainstream car. They had a Roadster, and it's kind of cool. And then they said there's going to be a new Roadster, and it just won't come by. People put down $50,000 like 4 years ago for this Roadster. Could have invested the money and have done better than let Elon play with it that way, right?
Yeah.
You know, that could be the new way to kind of fundraise. Hey, we're going to come up with this car. Give me your money. Oh, yeah, about that. Well, it's not ready yet, but we're using your money for other stuff, right?
Right.
We also have a fight coming up on Netflix. Are you excited for this one?
Which fight? Who's going to fight?
Ronda Rousey versus Gina Carano.
Oh, I like that name. Ronda Rousey. Is that her real name or is that a
fighting name? It is, but I think it's spelled R-O-N-D-A. She doesn't do an H in there. So Gina Carano was kind of like the first female face of MMA. You know what MMA stands for?
No, I don't.
Mixed martial arts.
Okay. I know what that is.
But she lost a fight in 2009 on CBS. Her fights were actually on main, like, broadcast TV. And she lost a fight and then retired. And then she did some acting after that. And then she got canceled and sued Disney. And Elon Musk paid for her lawyers. And she won.
Wow.
And now she has to fight Ronda Rousey, who became like the second face of women's MMA. When Gina Carano was fighting, the bald guy that's not Joe Rogan that like runs the UFC said women will never fight in the UFC. And then like a few years later, all right, we're really happy to have our first champion, Gina Carano. Right. Or not Gina Carano, Ronda Rousey.
So, yeah.
So these gals are going to fight. The heavy favorite is actually Ronda, but she lost two fights. And this was almost 10 years ago. And then never fought again.
So how old are
these
ladies?
She went to WWE. Gina Carano's like early 40s. Ronda Rousey like just turned 39.
Okay.
But she has, I guess, more fights under belt. She's fought more recently. Gina Carano has been way out of the fight game. But people kind of want her to win because they don't like Ronda.
Okay.
So what do you think?
I think Ronda Rousey's going to win because I like her name.
Because you like her name?
Yeah, she has more experience, right?
More recent experience. She was champion. There wasn't really a champion thing for Gina to have so much. They weren't, I mean, it was almost like freelance fighting without any real organization to it. UFC wasn't involved.
So if you're the champ, if you're fighting the champion, you have to beat him really significantly, right?
Sure. In other news, a Secret Service agent who was assigned to escort Jill Biden really didn't want to go on the assignment, so he shot himself.
Oh, that's not why he shot himself.
Well, he was in an unmarked Chevy, I guess Tahoe, and decided, you know, there's probably like a basketball game on I want to watch, so I'm just going to like accidentally discharge my gun and shoot myself in like the leg. Or he shot himself somewhere and had to go to the hospital to watch the basketball game. I guess he's okay.
Okay, good.
But, I mean, that's how much people don't like Jill Biden.
Oh, well, Jill Biden's nice.
The star of your Reacher show got in a tussle in his neighborhood in Tennessee.
I heard about that. Now, who was he fighting?
Well, a neighbor.
Over what?
Okay, so I guess Reacher was on a motorcycle, and I guess he might have had two sons or a son and his friend or something. And they're on littler motorcycles. They're going through a neighborhood. And the Reacher guy luckily had some kind of camera on, like maybe a helmet cam on a GoPro or something on his chest or something like this.
Yeah.
And it shows them going through the neighborhood at a respectable speed under 30 miles per hour. And the guy's like yelling, he gets in the middle of the road.
Yeah.
And he's yelling at him to slow down. Yeah, the rules. You know, what is it? Not FAA. What is it? The homeowners
association.
What do they call that? What's the anagram for that? The
HOA.
HOA. He's like,
I'm going to call the HOA.
So I guess he shoved Reacher and then Reacher punched him in the head a few times.
Ruh-roh.
And the Nashville police or wherever it's at, Tennessee, said Reacher's not filing any charges. That it's been dropped, that he acted in self-defense. He could have charged the guy he beat up the way they see it.
Oh, well, he's not like he's a professional fighter, though, so he doesn't have, like, his hands registered or anything like that.
Right? His hands are not a registered weapon?
Yeah.
This isn't Con Air?
Like Mike Tyson.
Is that the case with Mike Tyson?
I don't think he's supposed to hit anybody.
So, yeah, there's a picture right there. The guy got kind of beat up.
Yep, he did. Reacher looks good.
But when we first saw the clip of this a few days back, all we saw was the guy getting beat up. Thankfully, Reacher had the camera on, or he would be potentially in trouble here.
Well, those cameras are pretty nifty.
The camera bailed him out. The camera said this guy got in the road, and then you could whoop him, I guess, right?
Do some whooping.
So that's going to conclude it for the news. I think it's time that we play a game.
Uh-oh.
A game called...
Okay.
I've got five actors for you. Okay?
Yep.
And you're going to tell me which ones are...
Okie dokie.
Are you up for the task?
I am.
You think you are. Okay. First up, I don't know what you're messing with. You're looking at recipes.
No, I can't. I'm looking for a quote and I can't
find it. I see recipes on your screen.
Okay. Well, that's because I save them with my... I save your quotes with my recipes.
And that's not the best way to do that, is it?
No. So I'll look him. I'll look one up. Okay.
First actor, Glenn Powell. Do you know who that is?
Yes, I do. And he's alive.
Who's Glenn Powell?
He was in Barbie and he was in The Notebook.
That's Ryan Gosling.
Oh, whoops.
Glenn Powell is...
alive. Yay!
You got the wrong guy.
I know, but he's alive.
He's going to be the voice of Fox McCloud in the new Star... that it actually comes out in like a few days. The Super Mario Galaxy movie.
Okay.
So he's going to play a Fox character. That's supposed to be a surprise thing, but they announced it because what they do is they say if we have a celebrity voicing somebody in a movie, we have to tell everybody ahead of time so that they can be in the promotional material. We can't have any surprises in movies anymore.
Okay.
So next up, Miles Teller.
Okay, that's Penn and Teller, and he's alive.
Okay, Miles Teller... he played Rooster in Top Gun Maverick. He had a mustache. That is not Penn Jillette's partner, Teller. I don't know his first name.
Okay.
But yeah, that's... this guy talks when to stay famous or something. Okay? Do you think you can like talk like... okay, I said you were too close to the mic. Now you're leaning like in the other room.
All right. Now what?
So you think he's alive, but you think he's somebody else.
Yeah, so
yeah, he is alive.
Okay, good.
James Tolkien.
I don't know who that is.
You don't know?
No, so I say he's dead.
James Tolkien, who was in the original Top Gun. Your ego's writing checks your body can't cash. He was also the bald principal in Back to the Future. No McFly has ever mounted anything in the history of Hill Valley.
Yeah.
He goes around on conventions and points fingers at people, and they take a picture with him. He died yesterday.
Seriously?
Yep.
Okay. Well, I'm doing good.
But you have no idea who any of these people are.
No, I don't know them.
All right. Alan Ritchson.
Is that Reacher guy?
I said Alan Ritchson, not Alan Richardson.
Ritchson. Well, I don't know who he is, but I think he may have passed away.
Alan Ritchson... who plays Reacher on Amazon Prime Video.
That's who I thought it was. Is alive.
He's alive and beating people up in his neighborhood.
And he's pretty hot, too.
Alex Pettifer.
That's you. I thought I was only going to do five.
This is the fifth one.
I don't think so. Alex Pettifer. Is he a pedophile? No, that's not nice. I don't know who he is, but I say he's alive.
Alex Pettifer, who I guess he was in the Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare with Alan Ritchson. He is
alive.
So you did get one wrong.
I got all right.
No, you said Alan Ritchson was dead.
Oh, that's right. So I got four right.
That's why I kept calling him Reacher when I was doing the news story to try to throw you off.
I know, but I said, is that Reacher? And you said, you know, because I was saying his name wrong. So his name is not Richardson, it's...
his name's Alan Ritchson.
Ritchson. That's different.
So I think you got one wrong is what I think.
I did. That's pretty good, though, for me.
And that was...
okay, I got a quote for you.
Is this a quote, a quiz? What is this?
This is, what movie?
Okay, great.
There's only two things I can't stand in this world. People who are intolerant of other people's cultures and the Dutch.
That's Austin Powers in Austin Powers, The Spy Who Shagged Me?
No, you got that part.
Is it Austin Powers?
It's Austin Powers in...
International Man of Mystery?
No, Goldmember.
Goldmember, the last one?
Who said it?
Austin
what actor
Powers.
Said it? No, Mike Michael Caine.
What?
Michael Caine
Michael
said
Caine's,
it.
Oh, well, hold on. Well, I guess it could be Mike. He's going to be dead soon, right?
Michael Caine?
He's got to be like 98 or something.
He's probably getting there.
Pretty high up
there. Yeah, yeah.
All right.
Well, you got 50 points.
There was some mention of the Dutch thing happening in early Austin Powers, and they kind of ran with that and made a thing about his dad being against the Dutch. And then they said also in the third movie that Dr. Evil was adopted by the Dutch.
Oh, I don't know.
But they mentioned the Dutch once in the first movie, and then they kind of...
Do you know what Dutch treat is?
No.
You don't know what that is.
Dutch treat?
Uh-huh.
What's that?
I think it means everybody pays for yourself. So you go on a date and you go Dutch treat. Everybody pays for themselves.
Going Dutch.
Yeah, going Dutch.
Okay, now that I've heard. I haven't heard of Dutch treat.
Oh, my, that might be something else. Hope it's not anything naughty. Bye-bye now.
Don't scream into the mic that close.
Sorry.